producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar.
The fighting will be close at hand.
Fighting will be close at hand.
We've just been preparing a battle space.
Don't believe the church and state and everything they tell you. Believe in me, I'm with the high command.
They teach you that you play a Sony video game or a Microsoft video game to find adventure. They tell you, you watch a movie to find the fantastical. When the fantastic spectrum of life and the universe is all around you.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the door.
And we will use it only in emergency.
Use it only in emergency.
Song says it all.
You should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit, who guide you and protect you from up here.
That's right, don't listen to the big churches, don't listen to the government, don't listen to the media. You pray to God.
Can you hear
the Spirit will direct you.
Can you hear me?
Not the enemy, which captured almost everything. But as it captures everything, it becomes manifest. Its true nature revealed. That's its great weakness. The moment it uncloaks the fire, we're waiting ready. Behind the door. Prepared. Aware. The enemy on its power mad trip believes it has full control because it was crazed and hungry enough to get control. But it only got control of corrupt systems that belonged to it. As Christ said, should we pay taxes to Caesar? And he said, let me see whose face is upon the coin. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. This is Caesar's system. This is a GMO crop owned by Monsanto. This isn't life. Don't be part of this. This is theirs. This is their false reality. This is their little world they want us to put our minds into tiny boxes. Leanne McAdoo, I know you got a big transmission coming up exposing the hypocrisy of establishment media. Bill versus Bill, one sexual predator is hunted while the other is protected at all costs. That's important. Politicians may have to wear donor logos in California, like I guess NASCAR drivers. That's something Ventura's called for. Alex predicted it. TSA moves closer to rejecting state driver's license for travel. It's a national ID card. And some states violate DNA privacy. Leanne McAdoo, what else is coming up as we enter the final hours of 2015?
Well, I just kind of really want to hit home on how they're obviously coming after you. Now they want to attack Drudge. All I hear when I'm reading that Daily Beast article is, why are they getting so much attention? Why are they winning? Why are they dominating? Why won't anyone pay attention to us over here? And that's really important. You know, that's a big move there in our favor.
We have to announce we're having devastating victories. It's not bragging.
Right.
Folks in the war need to know that the Republic's hitting the enemy hard.
Yeah, absolutely. And they cannot stand it. And so it's just really interesting to see them coming after Drudge like this and to really try to put it out there. How could he be trying to boost Donald Trump when the entire media is so blatantly all in for Clinton?
How dare him not get in line and do what he's told and support Hillary Clinton?
Exactly.
Actually had him sued.
Exactly.
How dare him not support a woman who openly said she wanted to shut him down?
Right. Yeah. You know, where's the war on women really when they're trying to cover up for a sexual predator on one hand, you know, Clinton's husband?
Leanne McAdoo, straight ahead for the next hour. Spread the word, folks. Have you done that today? You are the key to the InfoWar. We need your help.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, nightly news, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You are now entering the fourth hour overdrive, and I am Leanne McAdoo riding this wave with you. Now, we wanted to just say as a huge thank you to you all, we're giving you 6 months of Prison Planet TV for free. We, all of this would not be possible without your continued support over these years. And obviously, we all owe it big time to you, and we know as we close out 2015, we are on the rise. 2016 is going to be harder than ever. It's more important. Now is the time more than ever to support InfoWars, support this operation, because as we know, it's a big election year, and we've got the establishment media attacking us on the one end, really trying to take us down, take Drudge down, things like that. So this is why it's more important now to support us. So you can actually get 6 months free of Prison Planet now when you buy a yearly membership for just 10 cents a day. You get instant HD access to the InfoWars nightly news, all of our exclusive films, ebooks, special reports. These are things that you're not going to find on YouTube. And of course, they're not going to be in high definition. You're supporting the InfoWar. You're saving big time. And you can share your Prison Planet TV account with up to 20 people at the same time. We do all of that for you as a huge thank you. PrisonPlanet.tv is also available on your computer, tablet, cell phone, Roku, and Boxy. So visit PrisonPlanet.tv, sign up today, get 6 months free for a limited time. That is PrisonPlanet.tv. And of course, you know, one of the big things that you're going to find there over the decades are just a lot of reports on Hillary Clinton and her husband, Bill. A lot of things that the media, the establishment media, would really just wish would go away. And you could really see, I would say, the hubris of Hillary Clinton just truly thinking that 20 years passage of time would have just wiped out the indecency of her husband. She really was betting on that as she put out that video saying all sexual assault accusers, we should believe them. You deserve to be heard. And as soon as she said that, people were like, what? Are you kidding me? You famously tried to defame multiple women who came after your husband. So that's one thing I really want to get into here in this segment, because as I was looking at the Drudge Report today, one of the articles that caught my eye was one from the Daily Beast. Why is Matt Drudge boosting Donald Trump? And this writer is just basically lamenting the fact that Matt Drudge would dare go against the establishment media and support someone like the Donald. Why isn't he supporting Clinton like everyone else? Why are, you know, why is he posting all of these articles? And of course, they go on and saying, you know, if you thought Drudge wasn't important because he doesn't make headlines anymore, you were wrong. He has 700 million visitors a month. Matt Drudge is huge, and he's still very relevant. And so they go on and they try to sort of make fun of him because he aggregates news from all over the world, things that don't seemingly have a political slant, but of course they do, because that's what Drudge does and what he does so well is he pulls things in from all over the world to tie it all in together to show you how this agenda is truly a global one, and he exposes that. And that's why so many people rely on the Drudge Report to get their news, because he goes from all over the place. He doesn't just pick and choose one angle. And he basically turns this slavish establishment media on its head. So with that in mind, with him, you know, how dare he boost Donald Trump, let's look at how the mainstream media has tried to rally around Bill Clinton in light of Donald Trump going off on Bill Clinton's penchant for sexism. Of course, he's come out now and said Hillary started it. You know, she was the one that said, I have the penchant for sexism, just thinking that we're going to sweep under the rug all of her husband's indiscretions. So last week, CNN, and this is a woman on CNN, we'll go ahead and get that clip ready, but she actually posed this question there to another few women on the panel. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
We set the record straight. Is Bill Clinton sexist, or just he simply like women? He had some many high-powered women in his cabinet, everybody from, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who he appointed to the Supreme Court, but then he had Attorney General Janet Reno, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, Donna Shalala. So is he sexist? Is that a fair...
Oh, really? Is Bill Clinton sexist, or does he simply like women? Are you kidding me? What happened to the war on women? What happened to the rape culture that the left is always wanting to push out there? So, of course, they're going on to talk about how he has all these women in his cabinet. Well, obviously, these were, you know, older women. Janet Reno, come on, it's probably not someone he wanted to sexually harass. But you notice how she didn't point out any of the women who, you know, let's ask Eileen Wellstone or Juanita Broderick or Jennifer Flowers how they feel. Does Bill Clinton just simply like you? Now, these are just some of the sexual stories and allegations besides Bill Clinton's affair with his former intern. So Eileen Wellstone, she claims that Clinton raped her in 1969. So, I mean, that's going decades back. Juanita Broderick, that was in 1978. Jennifer Flowers, she claims she was his mistress for 12 years. Kathleen Willie Wiley, she's a former White House aide. She claimed Clinton sexually assaulted her in 1993. Paula Jones sued Clinton for sexual harassment in 94. That lawsuit was dropped because there was an $850,000 out-of-court settlement that was reached. So these are just a few. There are many more allegations from women. You know, but here we have CNN coming out saying, doesn't he just like women? I mean, is that really sexist of him? How can Trump say this? Then, of course, we have the DNC chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, coming out saying, anyone that wants to come after Bill Clinton, attack him at your own peril. And she's just going on the defensive here saying, polls show that he could be reelected right now. He's one of the most revered politicians or men to this day. So she's basically saying it's okay to sexually assault women and still be revered in that party. Of course, we saw Don Lemon shut off someone's microphone who dared talk about Bill Clinton. And then this week, NBC News' Savannah Guthrie tried to frame Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky as an alleged affair, alleged incident, and Donald Trump schooled her on it. She was like, you mentioned Monica Lewinsky. Are you saying an alleged extramarital affair? Well, that, of course, he's now admitted. Is that fair game? And Trump, that's what I like about him. He's sharp. He doesn't let the media run away with that. He says, was that actually an alleged affair? You know, he's admitted it. And she said, well, yeah, you're right. He's admitted it. And he's like, you don't have to use the word alleged. And so that's, I mean, that's just evidence of how the media is trying to paint this and paint people into a corner and get them to say the story sort of how they would like to spin it. And then, of course, we've got this article out of Breitbart, Bill versus Bill. One is hunted down, one is celebrated. And this is actually an article from last year. They thought it would be pertinent to go ahead and repost it with some minor edits. But, of course, you know, right now on CNN, they're talking about how Bill Cosby is about to be arraigned. He's now being charged with drugging and raping a woman, I think, in 2004. And so they're just, this is all over the news, but no one is going back. They don't want to talk about Bill Clinton. And, you know, this just goes on to describe the women that I've mentioned earlier, Juanita Broderick, the charges of rape. But it's not just that. The more important issue is the fact that Hillary Clinton is charged. She stands accused, actually, of defaming, threatening, and attempting to personally destroy these women. Bill's bimbos, right? That was the bimbo eruptions. That famously came out of her camp. So this is a woman who's trying to portray her whole campaign as a defender of women's rights. And she famously was going after these women, attacking them. She tried to destroy Monica Lewinsky, who was like 21 years old at the time, painting her as a crazed liar and stalker. The DC media was all too happy to go along with that portrayal. And that was, of course, before Monica Lewinsky was able to provide some DNA evidence. So they, you know, destroyed this woman. And of course, that was where Judge really came out with that story, was the one to break that. But they also, with Juanita Broderick, she was reluctant to file a lawsuit. She wasn't like Bill Cosby's accusers. She didn't even want to go public with all of this, but it didn't matter. The media went out of their way to discredit her, dismiss her as a liar, a tool of the right, and old news. Paula Jones, this is the lady that settled out of court, they smeared her as trailer trash. One of Bill Clinton's operatives said, hey, well, if you drag a $100 bill through the trailer park, you never know what you're going to get. So, I mean, this was the way that they were attacking women, and that's their real war on women, right? And so it's just pretty interesting to see how they are rallying around Bill Clinton when they, you know, we saw this with Obama where they were trying to play the race card. We knew they were going to play the gender card with Clinton, and I mean, this is why the establishment media is dying, because their hypocrisy, their lies, all their blatant propaganda is just being thrown in their face. You can't lie to people anymore, especially not when you have the internet, which is, of course, why they want to shut it down. And even the Wall Street Journal is coming out today saying, if Hillary plays the sexism card, then Bill's behavior is fair game. And they're calling it the Clinton war on women and calling out how she and her allies are going to try to spin any criticism as sexist. So that, I think, is just key right there. No one's going to lay down and take this anymore. Everyone's just saying, look, if it's fair game. You want to play dirty? Well, clearly Trump is going to play dirty, too. So there you go. And, you know, I think that's pretty important. Well, coming up, we are going to talk about potential politicians wearing logos in California. Wouldn't that be great? Trump came out and admitted that he pays off politicians to do what he wants all the time. So it'll be interesting to see if he wears a logo.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
We'll be right back.
everybody. Hosting the fourth hour Overdrive, Rob Dew will be joining me in studio here. In the next segment, we're going to be talking about some states violating DNA privacy rights by taking infant blood draws. A lot of parents aren't even aware of this. So we'll be talking about that, as well as some proposed changes there with the TSA. Now, coming out of California, we've talked about this, we joke about this all the time whenever we are covering the debates, or when someone's getting up there running for president, they should be forced to wear logos, just like NASCAR race car drivers, how they have to show everyone who has sponsored their team. And now that could be a reality in California. This is a group, California Is Not For Sale, and they are trying to get a potential ballot measure submitted for the 2016 election. And the group is pretty certain that they're going to have some luck with this. So let's go ahead and play a little bit of this news clip out of ABC 10 News in San Diego.
When we see race car drivers, there's no mistaking that sponsors make NASCAR's wheels go round. Imagine if our politicians had to do the same.
If they don't take any money, they won't have to wear any stickers.
Local entrepreneur John Cox wants California State Assembly members and senators to display their top 10 donors anytime they speak on the floor. Just like these life-size cutouts he's displayed in front of the county building and on the steps of the state capitol, they're covered in corporate and union logos.
It's a corrupt system, and it's got to change. Actually, I reckon,
and
if you were helped, I think many of them, most of them, are probably good people. But they're caught in a corrupt system.
It's pretty interesting to see how many
paid for the effort to recall former Mayor Bob Filner. Now he's paying for this new campaign he calls California Is Not For Sale.
These people are not going to change it on their own.
Senator Marty Block says he supports reasonable measures to provide more transparency to our legislative process. Assemblymember Rocky Chavez agrees, adding we should maintain some professionalism on the assembly floor, though.
To have everybody decked out as race car drivers, I think, would be circus hour, which wouldn't really benefit the public.
In January, Cox will start collecting the required 365,000 signatures statewide.
I actually think that this idea will be so popular that we'll get 3 million signatures.
If all goes his way, Californians will vote on this next November. Robert Santos, 10 News.
So that was, just a really incredible idea whose time has come. And in response to Chavez's claim that this would be a circus element there on the legislature, Cox responded, "You know it's a circus, that politicians can openly take money from corporations and unions and have no accountability afterwards. It's a complete joke. If Mr. Chavez doesn't like this, I have a brilliant solution for him. Stop taking money." And this is all a movement to get big money out of politics. Obviously, nothing is going to change if there isn't some forced accountability. And obviously, they're already trying to see if Donald Trump will get on board with this. I think that would be pretty hilarious. And, you know, if you look at the pictures of those life-size cutouts, they weren't just sticking logos on them willy-nilly. These were actual logos. I mean, these were actual people who are sponsoring these politicians. And so, for instance, in California, you've got your mandatory vaccination bill being pushed there. And some of the senators that were behind this push to have mandatory vaccines were getting money from Big Pharma. They were getting money from a lot of drug companies, or they had stocks or investments within, the MMRI or things with these vaccines. And so, if you're going to force the population to have to take one of your products, because that's what a vaccine is, well, then you should be forced to let people know who is behind you, who's behind the push for the gun grab and things like that. So visit their website, californiaisnotforsale.com. They say to show how you can get involved with this measure, they need to get, I believe, 350,000 signatures in order to get this on the ballot for 2016. But how incredible would that be? I think we need to make this a nationwide movement. Hopefully we can get this passed in time for the next election in 4 years. So that is California Is Not For Sale. Now, one thing we've learned today, of course, we knew that the NSA has been spying on all the rest of America, but they're actually spying on Congress as well as some of their allies and foreign dignitaries, and any conversations that they have with those foreign dignitaries and Congress. So what I think, Paul, Rand Paul has actually come out saying he's appalled by this and we need some more controls on our intelligence agencies. But what are they thinking? They're treating us all the same. We're all in this together. They're not exempt from the eye of Sauron. And I think they're starting to realize that. And we also have another story of spy agencies resisting the push to expand scrutiny of their top employees. So they don't want anyone spying on them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the march. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You are now entering the second half of the Overdrive Hour. I'm your host, Leanne McAdoo. Joining me now is Rob Dew, obviously our nightly news director, in here with some pretty interesting news. First, I wanted to go ahead and complete the story I was getting to right before the break about the spy agencies resisting push for expanded scrutiny of their top employees. So what was happening, these U.S. intelligence agencies, they promised to be more open and accountable, and so there was a move by Congress that would require the CIA and other spy services to disclose more details about their high-ranking employees. But, of course, this was met with a lot of opposition from the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. And so the wording was watered down. And now check this out. Now the modified language will ensure that oversight committees know the names of senior intelligence community leaders. So that was their big win, is that now they can, the oversight committees who are wanting to look and see these senior officers who are being promoted to even higher levels of office, higher positions, despite having all these problems, abusive treatment to botched operations, but they're still getting promoted. The oversight committees are now allowed to know their names. So that's,
don't look at us while we look at you.
Yeah, that's how much control Congress has over the CIA and these other agencies. That was just shocking to me. It's just like, what a joke. What a joke.
They really are ineffectual puppets.
Yeah.
So while we were coming in, people were listening to the bumper music. That was Lemmy from Motorhead playing Ace of Spades, singing Ace of Spades, and he died on Monday. And, I mean, the guy was pretty much a train wreck, if you look at it, his life. But he did exactly what he wanted to do. He drank massive amounts of bourbon every day. I think he switched to vodka towards the end of his life. Took a bunch of LSD, partied, lived the life of a rock and roll star, embodied the life of a rock star. And, you know, I don't want to come here and celebrate his life and what he did. But one thing I do want to say, though, is he was an individual. And here was a guy who found out he had terminal cancer just 2 days before he died. So he was living his life the way he wanted to live it, not worried about, you know, his health and doing all these other things and not being bogged down by all that, just living his life, putting out albums. Put out 23 albums with Motorhead. He started the band when he was 30.
Right. He famously said, if you think you're too old for rock and roll, then you are.
Exactly. And, you know, just the fact that, we're coming up on a new year, 2016, and to not worry so much about what other people are doing, do what you're going to do. You know, whether it's, I'm going to make the best website, I'm going to be a reporter, I'm going to be a video editor, I'm going to go shoot awesome stills of nature, and I'm going to make the best memes and put them on Twitter. Do that. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing or if you're doing it as good as them. Lemmy wasn't the best bass player, wasn't the best singer, wasn't the best songwriter, but he did it. He just went and did it every day. And I think his last concert was in December 11th in Europe. So less than a month later, he was dead of terminal cancer, but he was still
living.
He had it, so it wasn't keeping him down. He wasn't using that like, oh, I have cancer. You know, I was reading another story. There's some country star who's been living in a hospice for months trying to just keep going. And pretty much when you go to hospice, that's the last room you're going to see. That's
right.
But she's up and she's doing stuff. But she's also being affected by all these cancer treatments and everything else. And, I mean, is it worth the, you know, when people go take these cancer treatments, is it worth, you know, the
those are your sickness. Last moments.
Right. Do you want to live or do you want to just live a full life like what Lemmy did? He lived a full life up until he died.
Yeah.
You know? So that's really what I wanted to say about that. I was thinking about this. I'm like, you know, here's an individual. We celebrate individualism here. Mm-hmm. This is an individual. He was weird. You know, that should be something, not necessarily the actions he was taking, but the spirit of being an individual and not looking to be
society's
in
norm.
Yeah, and
living
in.
Your
he
life
didn't
that
care
way.
If he fit
right.
in. He just did his thing up until he died. So I want to commend him for that and, you know, his musical.
R.I.P. Lemmy.
There you go. And now on to
the TSA.
You know, now we're going to go traveling in a few days and we're going to I'm going to opt out.
Yeah, just to see.
You know, even though we're going to give them a test case, see if they're going to allow me to opt out. That should be interesting. But what they've also done, now they're going to say, there was this thing that came out, and I think in 2005, they passed the Real ID Act on the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. They said, we need to do this, coordinate all the IDs of all the states together into a central database. You know, that could be hacked by
anybody. To stop the terrorists.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, but it. Nobody's made this. This has not been laws, hasn't been put into practice yet. But now there's the New York Times. TSA moves closer to rejecting some state driver's license for travel. So you may have to have your passport or another form of approved ID because there's some states, Washington State.
They don't have the
Louisiana,
chip.
They don't have the chip in them. So they don't sync up. That's one of the things is that they have to have some sort of be able to be read by a machine. One of the other stipulations that it has to sync into a database.
Right, and what about fingerprints? Because here when I moved to Texas, I was like, what? You're taking my fingerprints?
Yeah, they do the thumb scan. In fact, we're about to go to a clip of a very young Alex Jones, 17, 18, maybe even 19 years ago,
a little baby
going
Jones.
In and fighting this very thing that we're talking about now. You know, in 2015, he was doing it in like 98. Bill Clinton was still in office. So it was 98 or 99.
Wow.
And he went in to get it.
Theorist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're talking about taking blood and taking urine samples, doing all these things that are now starting to happen. And how this is going to be made. You're going to have one of these real IDs to get a job, to travel. Well, now it's going to be to travel.
Well, they just sort of ease it in. Just like, you know, you're to get into my gym, you have to use your thumbprint. So people just think it's normal.
They think it's normal. And, you know, we just had the Office of Personnel Management had the millions of records stolen. That was a central database.
Yeah.
So you create this DMV central database, and it's just asking to be hacked. And they're thinking it's going to cost $11 billion over 5 years. So that's where we're going. And if people don't believe me that they're taking blood to get people's license, here out of D.C., HIV tests at DMV. Department of Motor Vehicles offers tests and results while drivers wait.
Oh, my God.
What do you think they're doing with those samples when they're done with?
Oh, yeah. Come
you think they're
DMV?
Giving them back?
Oh,
right.
My word.
Right. Here's another one.
Wow.
D.C. brings HIV testing to the crowd at DMV. This is back in 2010, so 5 years ago. So they're doing this all over the place, and I guess we had that video of Alex. We've kind of cut down a lot of the – it was like a 20-minute clip of him going to the DMV. It was on the news. It was a huge deal back when he did it, but everybody thought he was crazy. And now, 2015, Alex Jones proved right.
Right.
I mean, they are going to – if you don't have this, you will not be able to fly if you don't have a driver's license with the real ID and enabling in it. Some states are getting, you know – they have till June to change, but some states don't. Minnesota, I think, has to do it now.
Right. And meanwhile, it's the TSA employees themselves who are caught money laundering or bringing guns, helping to move guns from state to state with their access and, you know.
My favorite story is the poor guy who's getting searched and the TSA guy was beating his chest saying, I have power. I have power. I have power.
And that is their only power, to force you to stand in line and while they inspect your jar of grape jelly and make you late for your flight.
Sir, can you bend over, please? I can check you. You know what she wants to check if you've seen the South Park episode.
Yeah.
So I guess we can roll that clip now.
Yeah.
And then I've got even more news.
Well, getting a driver's license caused quite a stinker in Austin today. You know, in Texas, if you want one of these, well, you have to give your thumbprints. But KISJ Carter shows you why some folks today said they don't want anybody scanning their body parts.
I'm going to go up, and if they come up and touch me in any way, I'm going to lay down peaceably and let the police state minions drag me away.
Alex Jones wants to renew his driver's license. He also expects to be arrested.
I'm going in there with my passport, my birth certificate, my driver's license, my W-2 form.
But he won't give a thumbprint. Moments after this interview, troopers did arrest him.
If you do not leave now, I will be forced to arrest him.
Sir, I'm here to get a driver's license. I have never had a criminal record.
Jones says fingerprinting gives government too much control. And the next thing you know, they'll ask for urine and blood samples.
What you were talking about, the blood testing, the drug screening, is that really coming?
Sir, I have given you the federal documents that are mandating the states to do that. Clinton in 92 mandated the thumb scanning. It has been adopted by many of the states. Texas since 93. He mandated it in late 1997 for 98 to be implemented. Now, that's up to the states, and that's why we're drawing attention to this. Thumb scanning and no further. I'm against thumb scanning, but now they want this urine and blood testing. This is the slippery slope. And to those out there that say, what do I have to hide? I am innocent until proven guilty. I have no criminal record. Alex Jones has no criminal record, and we should not be treated like criminals.
All right, they're ready for me. Let's go. Come over and get the pretty little red light. Come on. Isn't that pretty? And they'll put a nice little clinic in here in the next few years for urine and blood testing like Clinton wants. What do I have to hide? I'm a criminal. Here we have it. Nice little pretty red light. Get that, Mike. There we have it. Your photograph, they capture your signature, they capture your thumbprint, and now Clinton wants urine and blood, and I've given that to the media, the actual federal register that he wants the states to implement. And I guess it tells them how to put clinics in, and it tells them how to urine and blood test law-abiding citizens, not under 18, like the media says.
Hi.
How you doing? I am here with 8 forms of identification. I have my passport. Here's that, my name, and the form you asked me to fill out. I have no criminal record. My name is Alexander Emmerich Jones. Here is my passport. Here is my insurance. Here is another form of ID. Here is my old driver's license. Here is my birth certificate. And here is my W-2 form. And here is 2 more insurance cards, old ones, just so you can double check. It sends a health club card.
You've got plenty of ID. Okay. Good to go. We're going to get you digital right now.
I need you to answer these first 3 questions.
Take a look at these questions there and go over them things.
So I don't have to thumb scan.
Well, we're going to get to that. You are eventually going to have to. Yes, sir.
But not now.
Not at this point, but you will before we're done with the process.
Why?
Required.
It's required by Bill Clinton in 1992, and it was instituted here in Texas in 1993. I know the code, sir. Are you going to institute his urine and blood testing when he commands you? Are you going to stick a needle in my arm when I have no criminal record?
The only answers, only questions I'm going to answer right now are concerning driver's license issuing.
You just follow orders, don't you? So you're saying you're going to deny me the constitutional right to travel if I do not submit to this digital thumb scanning?
What I will tell you, today you will not receive a duplicate driver's license if you do not submit to a thumb scan.
Okay. Look, I feel like I'm being raped here.
Well, I would sit down with you for hours and try to do what I could to help you.
Then just give me my license without digitally thumb scanning.
I am not going to violate DPS policy.
Is there a religious exception?
For your exception.
Is there a religious exception?
No. No, sir, there's not.
Everyone must take the mark. A digitally enhanced mark.
I'm not talking about mark.
A digital tattoo.
I know. Your ID, you are good to go.
Yeah, well, if I'm good to go, why do you need my thumbprint?
Because it's part of the procedure of issue.
It's part of Bill Clinton's law, isn't it? It's an executive order. It's a decree by Bill Clinton.
NCIC.
Yeah, and if I drive without a license, what's the penalties for driving without a license?
You know, I don't even want to go there.
That's right.
You know why?
I'm asking you.
It doesn't pertain to it.
You're an officer. I'm asking you the law.
I would be glad to sit down.
So you're saying I'll be committing a crime by driving if I don't take your mark? This is against the grain of the Constitution. Look, if I don't take the mark, my right to travel is taken. You're taking my rights and telling me that it's no big deal? And now you want a urine and blood test. Bring me the document. Who has the urine and blood testing document? I need it. I'm going to pass these out to people. Ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Register, Bill Clinton, urine and blood testing plan for you. Tell your friends about it. We have got to stand against this. The states are preparing to implement this plan. Yeah, right.
If you leave now, I will be forced to arrest you.
Sir, I'm here to get a driver's license. I have never had a criminal record. It's time to go. Here I go. Get my stuff for me.
45, patient.
Often it's a patrol car.
Yeah.
Stopping terrorism, aren't they?
I hope people were watching that on Infowars.com/show because, you know, that was vintage Alex Jones, like at his best with the documents, trying to change the system.
Right.
Up against, you know, the giant DMV, which, you know.
And those guys there, they were right. They were just following orders. They didn't even know the law. They probably didn't even know about the blood and urine samples coming down the line.
Of course not. Did you see how scared they looked?
They were like, he is crazy.
Looking around and what's going on? We don't know.
Yeah.
We're just following orders, sir.
We're just following orders.
That trooper who arrested him, funny enough, we ran into him when we were opposing the TSA. Sort of the same thing. We're going to oppose the TSA. There it is. Alex reunited with trooper who arrested him for thumb scan refusal. Guy's still working. He's like, you know what? A lot of things he said were right. It came and happened. It was really an amazing conversation.
Wow.
Running into that guy. We were storming the Capitol, essentially, to get them to uphold their ban on these naked body scanners and the TSA pat downs. But, you know,
which turned out they were like, oh, they're completely harmless. And then, of course, they had to get rid of those because they weren't, in fact, completely harmless.
Right.
And so whenever I go to the TSA and I'm like, I'm opting out, and they always try to say, oh, it's not a microwave.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? You aren't a woman, and I still would like to have children that aren't deformed.
You unzip your DNA into that.
Exactly.
So where does this all go? The feds are getting your blood and DNA in other ways. Anybody who has had kids at a hospital knows they come and prick the kid's heel, and then they put these blood spots. They take these little spots, and they put the blood on the heel on there, and they send them off, and they go, hey, we're going to do this to check for diseases.
Right.
And we're going to check, see if your kid's got any chromosomal deficiencies, and we'll let you know. Well, I've had four children, done this four times, never come back with anything. I haven't gotten one thing back. But you know what they do? They keep this stuff and put it in a secret database. And they weren't telling people that that's what it was for. Here's the Texas Tribune. DSHS turned over hundreds of DNA samples to the feds.
Wow.
And it reveals the newborn screening program, the transfer of hundreds of infant blood spots to an armed forces lab to build a national and someday international mitochondrial DNA registry.
Wow.
Okay, and they do that with every kid that's born.
Yeah.
Every little baby that's born, they get your DNA. And now they've been sued, so now you fill out a card that says you want them destroyed.
Right.
I know. Who knows if they really do it?
Yeah. How is there any way to tell? And that's exactly it. They're wanting to create this database, just like you have those other companies that tell people to send in their blood samples so we can tell you your history, your genealogical history. Mm-hmm. Where do you come from? It's so amazing. Maybe you were descended from a king or
and when you sign something, you probably sign away your rights to have that. You consent to them owning it and being able to use it.
Well, that's what came out, you know, just earlier this year. And of course that 23andMe is one of the Google founders' wife owns that company. So it's just, you know, I wouldn't willingly give up my blood. I mean, I'd be interested to trace my genealogy, but
well, I got a personal story. When I went to go get my license renewed this year, I wasn't able to do it. And I was, why, what's wrong? Well, something from California back in 2009. Apparently, I got hit with a speeding camera back in 2009. Never knew about it. It's been sitting around in California. Who knows? I had to track them down, trying to get through California DMV to get anything done. Crazy town. And, you know, that everything's merging. Everything's merging, so everything talks to each other. And everything can be hacked. As we shown yesterday, we got hacked yesterday. So it's crazy world we live in.
We should all just go hide in our homes and put our little virtual reality headsets
on. Or play rock and roll till we're 70.
Right.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Jordan. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo. We are closing out here 2015. And of course, it is just right after Christmas. So if you got some gift cards, if they're Visa, MasterCard enabled, go to the InfoWars store. You can use your gift cards at our InfoWars store. You can get 15% off the entire selection there. You just use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout. You can use any gift card, and you get 15% off of your entire purchase here using promo code GIFT15. And, of course, you are helping to support the InfoWar. I think that's pretty cool because I have gift cards laying around from 2 years ago. So I'm going to go ahead and use those because it's time to stock back up on my super female. Now, Jakari Jackson.
You can give those gift cards to me. I'll take them.
You need a little extra bonus cash.
It never hurts.
Holiday.
It never hurts. I don't let my gift cards go to waste. I will use them.
I don't know why I haven't used mine. Well, so what do we have coming up for the nightly news tonight?
Well, we're going to look at the year in review. We have a report from Wired Magazine. They have listed the top most dangerous people of 2015, one of whom actually lives right here in the city of Austin. We're going to try to get him on the show coming up early, early in the new year.
Wow.
Also, we're going to have Epic Rants. You guys know we've been doing this thing for the past couple of years. I think we have over 160 rants to choose from this year alone. Myself and Travis, our YouTube guy, collect these rants. We have over 160. So we'll have just a snippet of one today that Marcus is going to edit. Then I think Darren McBrain is going to do the master edit a little bit later. And also we'll have a replay of Cy Hirsch. So for anybody who missed it on the radio show today, you can go on the InfoWars Nightly News tonight and see that, or at least a section of it.
Yeah, I think that was a really impressive interview. We've been trying to get him back on for quite some time, so it was exciting to get him on today. Do you have a favorite rant? I kind of like the one that's been making the rounds recently where Jones is smacking his face for being so bad at covering stories.
Yeah, I can't choose one from this year, because I collect them, so I'm just so inundated I can't really pick one. My favorite Alex Jones rant of all time was the one he was sitting in the control room. It's an old one. He had his headphones on, and he was talking about, cops and all this stuff, all this crazy stuff, and talking about cops going to the strip club and kids getting autistic shots and all this stuff. So that was probably my favorite one. I think it's called, Alex. You can probably find it on YouTube. It's like Alex Jones' best rant ever. Or
yeah, for those of you that don't know, Jakari Jackson is the collator of the rants. So you...
some days he gives me a whole bunch. Some days, he's a little more serious or we have a guest on or whatever. But and that's not even all of them. I'm sure, there's days I'm out of town or, I'm out in the field and I miss them. But from the ones we have close to 160 just in 2015.
Like, I'm so bad. Thanks for your call. turn it off and on just like that. Gotta love it. Well, and I bet one of the most dangerous people on the internet is going to be Donald Trump.
Yes, he is on the list.
There's actually a new Chrome extension. Big showed me this earlier where you can get it on your Chrome browser. It's TrumpFilter.com. You can delete Donald Trump from the internet. Oh my gosh. So now we have to have safe spaces on the internet. We should just wrap everyone up in some bubble wrap.
I know, just have your little bubble in, so you could have a little bubble keyboard.
No offensive word.
From all the thought crimes.
Yeah, exactly. No thought crimes. They say, adjust your filter settings on the fly and make America great again. Right. By shutting down the internet and free speech.
There's a lot worse things on the internet than Donald Trump.
All right, well, you're absolutely right about that. They need filters for all the rest of that. Well, Jakari Jackson, thank you so much. We'll see you on the Nightly News tonight, 7 p.m. Central. And thank you all for tuning in to the Alex Jones Radio Show and the InfoWars Nightly News.
This is GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.